Yashodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yashodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Piravana Chari. Yamuna Piravana Chari. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayo Pancha Tattva, Jayo Pancha Tattva, Pancha Tattva, Jayo Pancha Tattva. Jayo Pralanisimho, Jayo Pralanisimho, Pralanisimho, Jayo Narahari, Pralanisimho. Jayo 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 Prabhupada Jayo Prabhupada Jayo Prabhupada Jayo Prabhupada Jayo Prabhupada Nitai Gaura Haribol 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol
Jishadama Maharasha Sakvinda ki jai Shri Shri Panchatattva ki jai Shri Pradhi Shri Madeva Plan ki jai Jagannath Bali Sura Maharani ki jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai Skam Guru Vrinda ki jai Samveda Gora Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Nitai Gora Siddhant Gora Premanande Hariru Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Text Number 35. Sattvam ched datar idam nijam bhavet vijnanam agyana vidapa marjanam guna prakashair anumiyate bhavan prakashate yasya cha Yena va gunaha sattvam na chedataridam nijam bhavet vijnanam agyanam vidapa marjanam guna prakashair anumiyate bhavan prakashate yasya cha Prakashate yasya chayena bhagunaha Sattvam na chedataridam nijam bhavet Vijnanam agyanam vidapa marjanam Guna prakashair anumiyate bhavan Prakashate yasya chayena bhagunaha Sattvam na chedataridam nijam bhavet Vijnanam agyanam vidapa marjanam Guna prakashair anumiyate bhavan Prakashate yasya cha yena vagunaha Prabhus Mataji's. Sattvam na chedataridam nijam bhavet Chedataridam nijam bhavet Vijnanam agyanam vidapa marjanam Guna prakashair anumiyate bhavan प्रकाशति यस्य येन पद्मः चिन्तातरिदं नरं भगे यस्य च येन पद्मः सत्वं शुद्धसत्व ट्रान्सेन्डेन्टल् न नोट् चेत् इफ् धातर् ओरिजिन् आफ् आल् एनर्जीस् कोस् आफ् आल् कोसेस् इदं दिस् निजं पर्सनल् spiritual bhavet could have been vijnanam transcendental knowledge ajnana bidha which dies away the ignorance of material modes apamarajanam completely vanquished guna prakashaihi by the awakening of such transcendental knowledge anumiyate becomes manifested bhavan your lordship prakashate exhibit yasya whose cha and yena by which va either gunaha quality or intelligence Srila Prabhupada's translation Srila Prabhupada ki jai O Lord of all causes O Lord cause of all causes if your transcendental body were not beyond the modes of material nature one could not understand the difference between matter and transcendence only by your presence can one understand the transcendental nature of your lordship who are the control of material nature your transcendental nature is very difficult to understand unless one is influenced by the presence of your transcendental form purport by Srila Prabhupada it is said trayugunyam vishaya veda nishtai gunyobhavajana unless one is situated in transcendence one cannot understand the transcendental nature of the Lord. As it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 14, Text Number 29. Atapite riva padambujadvaya prasadalesanugrihita evahi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno na chanya eko pishiram vichinvan. Only by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can understand him. Those who are in the modes of material nature, although speculating for thousands of years, cannot understand him. The Lord has innumerable forms, Rama Dimurti Shukalani Amena Tishtan. And unless these forms, such as Lord Ramachandra, Nisimhadeva, Krishna, Balarama, were transcendental, how could they be the worship, How could they be worshipped by devotees since time immemorial? Bhaktya mama bhajanati yava yashasmi tattvatah Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text number 55. These devotees who awaken their transcendental nature in the presence of the Lord and follow the rules and regulations of the devotional service can understand Lord Krishna, Lord Ramachandra and other incarnations who are not of this material world but who are from the spiritual world for the benefit of the people in general. If one does not take to this process, one imagines or manufactures some form of God according to the material qualities and can never awaken the real understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Bhaktyamam Abhijanati Yavayashasmitatvataha signified that unless one worships the Lord according to regulative principles or devotional principles, one cannot awaken the transcendental nature. Deity worship
even if in the absence of the supreme person of Godhead, awakens the transcendental nature of the devotee who does become increasingly attached to the Lord's lotus feet. The appearance of Lord Krishna is answer to all imaginative iconography of the supreme person of Godhead. Everyone imagines the form of the supreme person of Godhead according to his mode of material nature. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that the Lord is the oldest person. Therefore, the section of religionists imagine that God must be very old, and therefore they keep a form of the Lord like a very old man. But in the same Brahma Samhita, that is contradicted. Although he is the oldest of all living entities, he has his eternal form of fresh youth. The exact words used in this connection in Bhagavatam are Vijnanam Ajnanam Vidapamarjanam. Vijnana means transcendental knowledge of the Supreme Personality. Vijnana is also experienced knowledge. The transcendental knowledge has to be accepted by the descending process of disciplic succession. As Brahma presents the knowledge of Krishna in Brahma Samhita. Brahma Samhita is Vijnana as realized by Brahma's transcendental experience. And in that way, he presented the form and pastimes of Krishna in a transcendental abode. Ajnana Bidha means that which can match all kinds of speculation. In ignorance, people are imagining the form of Lord, sometimes he has no form, or sometimes he has form, according to the different imaginations. But the presentation of Krishna in a Brahma Samhita is Vijnana, scientific, experienced knowledge given by Lord Brahma and accepted by Lord Chaitanya. There is no doubt about it. Sri Krishna's form, Sri Krishna's flute, Krishna's color, everything is reality. Here it is said that this Vijnanam is always defeating all kinds of speculative knowledge. Therefore, the demigods pray, without your appearing as Krishna, as you are, neither Ajnana Vidha, ni science of speculative knowledge, nor Vijnanam would be realized. Ajnana Vidha Pamarjanam. By your appearance, speculative knowledge of ignorance will be vanquished. And the real experience, knowledge of authorities like Lord Brahma will be established. Men influenced by the three modes of material nature imagine they own God according to the modes of material nature. In this way, God is presented in various ways, but your appearance will establish what the real form of God is. The highest blunder committed by the impersonalist is to think that when the incarnation of God comes, he accepts the form of matter in the mode of goodness. Actually, the form of Krishna or Narayana is transcendental to any material idea. Even the greatest impersonalist Shankaracharya has admitted Narayana paro vyaktat. The transcendental creation is caused by the avyakta, the impersonal manifestation of matter, the non-phenomenal total reservoir of matter, and Krishna is transcendental to that material conception. This is expressed in Srimad Bhagavatam as Shuddha Sattva or transcendental. The Lord does not belong to the material modes of goodness, for he is above the position of material goodness. He belongs to the transcendental eternal status of bliss and knowledge. Dear Lord, the demigods pray, when you appear in your different incarnations, you take different names and forms according to the different situations. Lord Krishna is your name because you are all attractive. You are called Shyama Sundara because of your transcendental beauty. Shyama means blackish. Yet they say that you are more beautiful than thousands of cupids. Kandarva Koti Kamaniya. According to you appear in color which is compared to the blackish cloud. No, sorry. Although you appear in the color of which is compared to a blackish cloud, you are the transcendental absolute, and therefore your beauty is many, many times more attractive than the delicate body of Cupid. Sometimes you are called Giridhari because you lifted the heel known as Govardhana. You are sometimes called Nandanandana or Vasudeva or Devaki Nandana because you appear as the son of Nanda Maharaj or Devaki and Vasudeva. Impersonalists think that your many names or forms are extra according to the particular type of work and quality because they accept you from the position of material observer. Our dear Lord, the way of understanding is not to study your absolute nature from the activities by mental speculation. One must engage himself in devotional service, then one can understand your absolute nature and your transcendental form, name and quality. Actually, only a person who has little taste for serving your lotus feet can understand your transcendental nature or form and quality. Others may go on speculating for millions of years, but it is not possible for them to understand even a single part of your actual position. In other words, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, cannot be understood by non-devotees because there is a curtain of yoga maya which covers Krishna's actual features. As confirmed by the Bhagavad Gita 7.25, Naam Prakasha Sarvasya, the Lord says, I am not exposed to anyone or everyone. When Krishna came, he actually presented on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and everyone saw him, but no one could understand him and understand what he was. No one could understand that he was the Supreme Person of Godhead. Still, everyone who died in his presence attained complete liberation from the material bondage and was transferred to the spiritual world. Because of foolish mudras do not awaken the spiritual nature and do not understand Krishna or Rama, avajananti mam muda manushim tanumashitam, even big academic scholars, not considering the endeavors of the acharyas who have recommended devotional service in many other commentaries and notes, think that Krishna is fictitious. This is due to lack of transcendental knowledge and failure to awaken Krishna consciousness. One should have a common sense to ask why. If Krishna and Rama were fictitious, stalwart scholars like Sridhara Swami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Veera Raghava, Vijayadraja, Vallabha Acharya and many other recognized acharyas would have spent so much time to write about Krishna in notes of commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada brings up four main points in this purport. Of course, there are so many other points out there. First one is Krishna's form is transcendental. Means beyond the three modes of material nature. Now, the thing is that why would this be important to express it at the canto? Because what happens? We don't know what is relationship. We're looking everything from the material viewpoint. We are in the material world. We are just getting out of here and we try to enter into the spiritual world. So we have our material viewpoint. So because of that, we don't know relationship yet. In spiritual world, these things are not really important, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because they understand what is relationship. Relationship means there is a way how we interact. And that is established by the internal energy of Lord Krishna. Srimati Radharani, Balaram, and some other devotees, Yashoda, and like that. So they establish in the system how things are working, that how we have to interact with Krishna. And there is something called maintaining formality in informal situation. We hear that often, especially in Gurukul, that maintaining formality in informal situation. So what that means? Formality means there are some rules in a relationship and then we maintain them. Sometimes our Guru Maharaj makes a joke. We don't joke back. We might think, oh, one has made the joke, now it's a funny situation, we can joke. We don't joke back. He can joke, we cannot joke. That's how. Why? Because he's in senior situation, he's senior position. If we are with friends, then the mood is different. They joke, we joke back. And if we are younger ones, then we sometimes joke on them, make them laugh a little bit. So like that. There's a relationship like that. We established. So in the spiritual world, it works like that. That's how it works. Yashoda knows that Krishna is, maybe she knows that Krishna is God himself, but it's not so important. But she never misbehave with him. Never misbehave. Krishna has to be rectified, so she ties him to the mortar. That's how it is. Krishna doing something wrong, that's rasa established like that she has to do that. Krishna cannot be a naughty boy, cannot do something which will be harming him in the future. So therefore, Yashoda is tying Krishna to the mortar. Yashoda thinks like this. My son is stealing butter. Yeah, butter is, it's not a significant thing. He's just stealing butter. But the principle of stealing, it's very dangerous. Why? Because now he's stealing butter, later he'll be stealing something else. Stealing somebody's wife, stealing somebody's money. And that is not good. Because what happens with people like that who steal, they're going to be punished. Sometimes very severely punished. Sometimes they even kill them. I don't want my son to die. I don't want my son to suffer. So because of that, she ties him up. So then he's not going to become a naughty boy or criminal when he grows up. So that's the reason, that's how spiritual world functions. They have the rasa established, the interaction established. But for our viewpoint, we have to understand Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, even if he is a small child. So then we not going to misbehave with him. Sometimes we tend to it. Oh, Krishna, I lost my money. How can it happen? You said you're going to protect whatever we have. It says in the Gita, you cheated me, they stole my money. So this doesn't happen. Therefore, we are taught that Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead. So we're not going to blame him. Whose fault is that my money got stolen? Is it Krishna's? Krishna was taking care of it? Or I didn't take care of it? And I expecting Krishna is my servant because I am God, isn't? Therefore, he should have taken care of my money. So to dissipate this kind of things, Srila Prabhupada brings a point, Bhagavatam brings a point, Krishna comes regularly to the material world. It's regular arrangement. It's not just, whenever it just happens, it happens. No, Krishna comes whenever the religion is coming on the top and no more religion is there. Yeah, so whenever there is a need for him to come, then he comes and takes care of the situation. And he comes, he doesn't just comes, okay, I'm here, see you guys. Or see, I'm here, I'm God, I'm killing this demon or something. No, he comes and interacts with his devotees. He comes with his devotees, establishes his devotees as leaders of society. And then he goes. Re-establishes religion, then he goes. Everything is back to normal, back in order, then he goes. Mahaprabhu came. Advaita Acharya called him. He says, please come because I cannot handle the situation here. This is way above our power. Only you can take care of it. Even devotees are not following the principles of religion. So what to speak of? Non-devotees. So Krishna, you have to come. So he called him. Humkara Garjanadi, with big, big, loud voice, loud screams. Krishna, please come. And Krishna came. And on the end, when everything was in order, Harinam Sankirtan was established everywhere, Yugadama was fully established, then Mahaprabhu was waiting. He was there in Gambira, chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. Was waiting. Waiting for what? for Advaita Acharya's letter, saying that Aul Bole Baul, whatever it goes, Prabhupada knows, and it says, no more rice to sell anymore. The madman telling the other madman, no more rice left to sell. Everything is sold out. That means, Mahaprabhu, you can go. From now on, we will take care. So then Mahaprabhu left, like that. Other thing Prabhupada brings out here is that his form is not imaginative. It means it's not just a form, it's just an imagination. Somebody dreams up some form and paint it, and now that is God's form. So, and also we can see, brings up next point, that the same point basically, that some religionists, they think that Krishna is an old man because he's the primeval Lord. Primeval means before everybody else. So then, because of that, they think that he's an old man. But Krishna is not an old man. He is the oldest. Doesn't mean that he's old man. He's always youthful. So to establish this, he comes and shows, this how I look. In the, even in Bible also, Prabhupada actually makes a point to the Christians here, because Christians think that God is an old man. Even the Bible actually says that he is a young person. Anyway, so for this reason, Krishna comes to show. Also, his appearance and his pastimes and everything is beyond speculation, because there's no difference between him, his pastimes, his devotees. So beyond speculation means there's no option for speculation. He comes and shows. Devotees come with him and they show how to serve him. Sometimes we have funny ideas, different ideas about how Krishna should be served. Or sometimes, maybe not even funny ideas, we just say, I don't like it. I don't like Radha Madhava's dress today. I don't like that small design, I like big designs. Now the question comes, who I am to say that? Radharani may say that, Srimati Radharani may say that, you know, yes. And Krishna today, what kind of dress you came with? Sometimes she says, we're not going to say that. Who we are? We are one ten thousandth of the tip of a hair. That's what we are. So we cannot make a comment on these kind of things. Or Radha Madhava's Mahaprasadam is too spicy. Or Radha Madhava's Prasadam is not spicy at all. What kind of boiled sabji they cook? Some people say that. I did here in Mayapur. This is not acceptable at all. Why? Because who we are to decide? Radharani likes it like that, that's how it is. We are nobody here. Srimati Radharani wants it like that, it's going to be like that. And often we just say like that, oh, I not like this, I not like that. But can you say what you not like on it? Or what is the problem with it? Because okay, there are sometimes we make mistakes, pujaris make mistakes, or just everybody can make mistakes because we are in a material world. But can you pinpoint what is the problem there? No, I just don't like it. Then is it progressive? Not progressive. Why? Because it is against parampara. That's the reason. Parampara means there's a science of devotional service coming down. How we cook. How we eat. What we eat first. What we eat second. Why those items are there in the Raj book, for example. Mahaprabhu used to eat like that. Krishna used to eat like that. Therefore, the devotees, they compile the science of it. This is how it works. This is how it should be done. This is how is it cooked. Krishna doesn't eat raw food. Krishna eats cooked food. He eats also something raw, of course, fruits and all these things. But he doesn't like many kinds of funny foods which people, they cook. There's a system how things are cooked for him. The shukta, shak, bhaji, and so on. There's a whole list. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives in the song, what's it called? Bogarati. That is a standard. And that is coming down in parampara. If we think that, oh, we know it better, then that's why we are here in the material world. And we can know it better as long as we are here. I mean, as long as we think that we know it better, we are here. And once we figure out, yes, Krishna, I think maybe this is the time for me to surrender and get out of the sandbox. Sandbox means kids, they play in the sandbox and mother calls, hey kids, come home, prasadam is ready. Oh, mommy, just a little bit more. That is our position. We are in the material world. Oh, Krishna, just a little bit more. I still have a little bit chance of enjoying, you know. My senses are totally broken. I'm old. I'm just chronic. But I can still enjoy a little bit, you know. I can just enjoy the kids, looking at the kids, you know, because they can enjoy. So I can enjoy what they enjoy. So this kind of things, this is not parampara. This is speculation. So to dissipate that, Krishna comes and shows us this how it is. This how you do. There's no question of like or not like. This is the system. If you like it, it's good for you. If you not like it, you will suffer. Nashroshasi, vinangshasi. Krishna says to Arjuna, and Arjuna says, yes, I understood, and I take it as truth what you said. And I follow it with full heart. I'm checking the time, sorry. Other thing was, all these things are revealed to devotees only. Krishna's pastimes, form, devotional service, all revealed to devotees only. And only in association of devotees. Sometimes we think that, no, I will just sit down in the corner of the, sit under the tree and just chant Hare Krishna. I will go back to God. That doesn't work like that either. Because sadhu sangha sarva shastri koi, lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoi. Only in devotees association, even if it's just a second, we improve, we learn. And what we gain is just more than anything else. We can chant Hare Krishna for thousands of lifetimes. Bhaujama kariya dishama kirtana, yeah? Tabutana paya Krishna para premadana. Even then we not get Krishna premadana. Why? Because we're not giving up the anarthas. How we give up anarthas? They say that the rocks, when they formed in the mountains, they are sharp. A bit ugly also, yeah? But when they come down through the rivers, they bump into each other, and all the sharp edges, they go away. They become nice, beautiful, round rocks. That's how it is. We're in a material world, we get in association of devotees. Sometimes it's difficult, sometimes it hurts. They tell us, Prabhuji, what are you doing? This is wrong. You're cooking the same panir sabji for the last 5 days. Can you change? Oh, I can maybe put capsicum inside. Great! At least a little bit change, you know. Don't cook the same panir sabji every day. I know that you like panir sabji. We like panir sabji, but 5 days in a row? There is something called variety, you know, variety, which you can change things, you know. Instead of panir, maybe you can put something else in that thing, you know. And then we feel, oh my God, why is he telling me this? Who is he to tell me? Is it my mother or father? Or is he my, what's it called? Is he my guru or something? Or authority? But that's how it is. Parasparam bodhanta shreya, parasparam bodhanta, whatever. Each other we have to encourage and enlighten. We help each other like this. Oh, Prabhu, sorry to tell you this, but you know, please don't do like this. This is not really suiting for your situation. Or maybe it was great yesterday, but today the situation is different, you know. Maybe we should adjust things on something, you know. Like that. Because especially when Grihastha Ashram is like that. It's never the same. We think that today is like this and tomorrow my wife is going to react the same way. Not necessarily. Maybe not. Then we have to adjust. But it's not only in Grihastha Ashram, it's everywhere like that. This is a principle. We're not going to dress the deities the same clothes every day. We're not going to do everything same every day. Main principle is same, but we have to always improve. It's like a rock. You take a rock and throw it up. It goes up. But one time, it's going to stop. And what happens when it stops? It only stops for a split second. It goes back down. It's faster and faster coming down. So, if we not improve, then we going down. So we have to keep improving. improve little by, try to make your service better looking, nicer, more efficient, more pleasing. Not that you have to keep changing things. Not necessarily. Maybe yes, maybe not. You have to see your situation. But you have to improve. Find a way how you can make it more efficient, better, you can do more service. Like that. Refine it. They say that Japanese people, they refine how the structure of the room should look. They have nothing in the room. You go inside the Japanese old house, there's nothing in there. Only see walls and paintings. It's a beautiful place. If you see, most places in the world used to look like that before. India used to look like that. And then what happens? Okay, so where are the furnitures? Somebody asks. The OPEC Devi. If you want to use the room for sleeping, take out the sleeping furniture. Set it up as you like for that day. What's your mood? You set it up that way. You want to put a vase? Or you don't want to put a vase. You want to put the light? You don't want to put the light. Set it up on that night as you like it the best. And you sleep. Next time you get up in the morning, pack it up, put it in the floor. Gurukul is like that, isn't it? Get up in the morning, pick up your stuff, clean the floor. Then take bath. That's called Abhigamana in the Vedic scriptures. Yeah? So this is how they structure the room. Why? Because it's practical. You don't need so much space taken up by the big bulky furniture. They have these nice mats, roll it out, they have these nice cushions, put it on top, and sleep on that. It's as thick as almost like a bed, actually, when it's finished. It's nice and comfortable, supposedly. I never tried it, though. Probably it is. But the idea of it is, you have the free area there. You can do whatever you want there. People can come and use the place. If you have a huge bed inside, you cannot do anything with the space. If you have a table there, your shelf for all the books, and I don't know, whatever else sits inside the room, you don't have space for people to come and sit down and do something. But if you can take everything out of there, you have a big space, you sit down, and you can sit, do a kirtan there, you can do a prasadam arrangement there. If you want to eat on the table, take the table, put it down, sit around it and eat on the table. If you don't want the table, want to eat on the floor, put it away, put the mats, and then eat on the floor. So simple. This is Krishna consciousness. It used to be like this in India also. Used to be everywhere like that. This is how people used to live. They have very little space, very little area maybe. Some people have more area, but they would manage it like this. Because otherwise, how you can manage that so many people come when there's a program happening in the house or just any reason? Sometimes like 15, 20 people come in your house as a guests. Where are you going to put them? If your house is full of furniture, you cannot put them anywhere. So that they used to have no much furniture, and used to be very simply organizing everything. So all these things revealed by when Krishna comes. Krishna shows all these things. He has a lot of opulence, but everything has a particular place there. Other element to this same principle of improving, that we have a tendency, especially men, to just make it work. It just works. The room is placed, everything is on place. But is it beautiful? Is it nice? The lamps are on the altar, yeah, we talk about in the Gurukul. The lamps are kept on the altar. All the birds on the top of the lamp facing towards the deities inside, or one is facing this way, and one is also facing that direction. And it looks kind of odd on both sides. It's not symmetrical, isn't it? One bird looking this way, other one also looking that way. But the problem is that they're supposed to look symmetrical, and they're not symmetrical. Or the lamp is dirty. The lamp is there on the altar. It's light, lit. Fire is there. And you can see light is there. But is it clean? It's not clean. It works, but it's not clean. So we can refine it by cleaning it. Refining by turning them in the same direction. This is called Nikunjayona or Tikeli Sidyai. This is engaging in the service of the gopis in the forests of Vrindavan. Making the best possible arrangement up to our best ability. And what happens like this? If we do it up to our best ability will increase. Madam Moshe says in the Kung Fu class, isn't it, boys? 120%, 110%, what is this? 110%? 110%. 110% means, how is it possible you can put 110% if you have only 100? Means you overran the word 10%. You try your best. Make something special. What, how you can improve it? That's called 110%. And if you do that, today's 110% will be 100% tomorrow. And then 110% is more. And again, that's going to be 100% day after tomorrow. So this way you're increasing, you're growing, you're developing. Not stagnating. Not degrading. If you not develop, not increase, then we're going to decrease. Okay, there are so many other points I wanted to say, but I'm not sure if we won't have enough time. Establishing authority. So Krishna comes with his devotees. So he shows how devotion service should be performed, or how things should be performed. Why? Because that's how Srimati Radharani is performing her service. We are assisting. We never should think even for a second that we are one who is doing the service. We always assist. That it should be our mood. So, because if we think that we are doing the service, then we in the pride will be there, and then we're not going to do as it's supposed to be done. We're going to do according to our own ideas. And if we do that, then it's not pleasing to Srimati Radharani. Then it's actually against religion. Religion means what the devotees do in spiritual world, that is religion. And then based on that, the great acharyas like Manu and so on, they wrote what is religion in the material world. Based on what they do, devotees do in spiritual world. So aparad means an offense. But aparad means something which is displeasing Srimati Radharani. Aparada is not just a word, aparad. Sometimes we just think, it's just an aparad. No, we have to understand this is very, very personal. Krishna is, Radharani is not happy. That's it. That's aparad means. If we chant with aparad, of course I chant also like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Very bad habit. But this is aparad, this is against Srimati Radharani. Radharani is not happy with it. So we have to seriously adjust on that. And we should understand everything. If you make an offense, that it means it's directly offending Srimati Radharani. So we should be very, very careful. Very, very careful how we deal with these things. So therefore Krishna comes, appears regularly with his devotees to show this is how you do it, so you're not going to make an offense. You don't have chance to make an offense. And if you do make an offense, you immediately notice it. Oh my God, what did I do? Immediately understand it. Why? Because we've seen, we read it in Bhagavatam. Oh, I chastised my son for no reason. It's an offense. I didn't chastise my son, although there was a reason. That's an offense. Why? Because you see in Bhagavatam how Krishna's devotees, they do this. Yashoda doesn't chastise Krishna when Krishna doesn't need to be chastised. But when there's a need, Krishna, she does. He's God. How can you do that, lady, to this kid? You know, he's God. You don't understand? No, he's my son. This is my duty. If I not do, aparad on my side. Radharani won't be happy. So this basically, which is very, very important element, Krishna comes and shows this to us. He's so kind, he comes regularly to make sure we take the right direction. Okay, I think I'm just going to stop here. And then anybody has any questions, then we can answer. Yes, Prabhu, or comments. Yes, Prabhu. Prabhu in the back.
Hare Krishna. My question is that if we're chanting and someone interrupts us or by a phone call, do we have to do that rung again because of the interruption?
You can see the situation. If somebody just comes, or your son comes up and says, "Father, look, 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 look." Oh, and then you say, "Very nice, very nice, beautiful." It goes off. Then keep chanting. But if it's like a bigger interruption, then you might put the japa down and take care of the things and then get back to japa. So you have to just see the situation. Anybody else? Any comments maybe? Prabhu's? Pankajar Prabhu, welcome back. Okay, then we will end here. Grantrachyam Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Iskam Guru Vrinda ki jai, Samvita Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Jayantaya Gaura Vrinda ki jai.